Good morning. My name is Mark Priest. I'm a human rights commissioner for the city of Iowa City. So welcome and thank you for being here in this beautiful room here. And we can see that the sky is beginning to lighten. Our meeting started at 7 and sunrise is at 7:26. Hey. As the days shorten and the nights lengthen, I'm more aware of illumination. For most of human history, night was vast and total. People used hearths, oil lamps, candles to illuminate the night. The Greeks observed long ago, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness cannot overcome it. Thomas Edison gets credit for inventing the light bulb. There were a lot of people that helped him, but it was on October 21st, yesterday, 146 years ago, that he unveiled it. Illumination is a powerful necessity. Religions recognize light as a gift from the divine. In the Abrahamic traditions, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, light is the means to create the day. The Quran declares, Allah is the light of heaven and of earth. From rabbinic commentary, we cannot see light. We become aware of it when we see other things. Similarly, we cannot see God, but become aware of God's presence when we see the beauty of the world, when we experience love and the goodness of others. Basic for Christian teaching is Jesus saying that he is the way, the truth, and the light. Hindu Katha Upanishad teaches, know him as radiant light of lights. So I submit this morning that light is a metaphor for human goodness. This is what we celebrate this morning. The illumination comes in acts of kindness, generosity, and service. Each of our honorees has devoted time and effort and commitment to being light for others. Each of them illuminates necessities in life and provides a means towards hope. So honorees, all of you, and all of you here, we're grateful for you and appreciate the ways you are illuminating life in Iowa City. Before we proceed, let us acknowledge that we meet today in the community of Iowa City, which now occupies the homelands of Native nations to whom we owe our commitment and dedication. The area of Iowa City was within the homelands of Iway, Meskwaki, and Sauk, and because history is complex and time goes far back beyond memory, we also acknowledge the ancient connections of many other indigenous peoples here, the history of broken treaties and forced removal that dispossessed indigenous people of their homelands was and is an act of colonization and genocide. We cannot erase. We implore the Iowa City community to commit to understanding and addressing these injustices as we work toward equity, restoration, and reparation. Now I'd like to introduce to you my fellow commissioners in attendance. Commissioners, please come forward when I call your name. Doug Kolash, Emily Harkin, Liz Mendez Shannon, Talia Miller, Vianna Kadora. Commissioners Roger LaSala, Kelsey Paul Shantz, and Lubna Muhammad are unable to be here this morning due to work and educational commitments, but they are with us in spirit. We have elected officials here today. Please stand if you're able. Doug Kolash, chair of the commission, will now present the awards. Doug? And we can return to verse.
Thank you, Mark. We're so fortunate to have Mark on the Human Rights Commission. Thank you for those amazing words this morning. Very inspirational. My name is Doug Kolash. I am the chair of the Human Rights Commission. I'm excited to be here this morning to present these awards to this outstanding group of people. Joining me up here is Dr. Liz Mendez-Shannon, who will be presenting and handing out the awards. To our honorees, here's how this will work. I'll read why you're being recognized, and then we'll welcome you forward to receive your award and share a few brief remarks. First up this morning is the Kenneth Camille Award. Dr. Camille was a professor of history and American studies at the University of Iowa. He served as chair of the Department of History and director of the UI Center for Human Rights, where he initiated the Human Rights Internship Program. He spent countless hours with students discussing the possibilities of meaningful work to promote a more just and caring world community. This award is designed to recognize an undergraduate or graduate student who has followed up on their interest in and knowledge of human rights by actively working in the field in the dedicated and determined way that Dr. Camille advocated for during his lifetime. Jessica Andino is a PhD candidate in community and behavioral health at UI. Jessica has dedicated her academic and professional career to addressing the human right to safe and stable housing. Her dissertation research, Halfway Homeowners and Health, examines how manufactured home residents experience health disparities, drawing critical connections between housing and public health. Through this work, Jessica has brought forward the voices of often overlooked communities, highlighting how structural barriers in housing policy contribute to inequities in health outcomes. Jessica has consistently demonstrated outstanding leadership by bridging her scholarship with community action. She has more than a decade of experience in public health research and engagement, which she integrates into her academic work and her leadership roles beyond campus. She currently serves as executive director of the Johnson County Affordable Housing Coalition, advancing advocacy and partnerships that align with her research on housing equity. She also serves on the board of directors for Open Heartland and the Housing Trust Fund of Johnson County, and on the executive committee for the Iowa Housing Partnership, positioning her as a leader in both local and statewide housing justice. By combining rigorous research with on-the-ground advocacy, Jessica exemplifies how student scholarship can directly advance human rights in the community. Great work, Jessica. Our Kenneth Camille Award winner, Jessica Andino.
Not as tall. It's all right. Good morning, everyone. I'm deeply honored today and this morning to receive the Kenneth Camille Award from the Iowa City Human Rights Commission. This recognition is especially meaningful to me because I once had the privilege of serving a term here on the Iowa City Human Rights Commission, an experience that shaped me and about how I think about justice, inclusion, and daily work of protecting human rights right here in our community. Dr. Camille believed that understanding human rights means acting on them, and that's what I strive to do every day in my work and in my research. As a doctoral student at the University of Iowa College of Public Health in Community and Behavioral Health, my dissertation focuses on manufactured housing and communities across Iowa, places that too often exist on the margins of policy and protection. Through my research, my work with Johnson County Residents United, I've had the privilege of standing alongside residents who are organizing to protect their rights, strengthen their neighborhoods, and ensure that every family has safety and stability in a home that they can afford. Their courage and persistence reminds me daily that the right of housing is the right to health, safety, and also to belonging. When we listen to and work with manufactured home residents, we advance the very principles of fairness and dignity that this award represents. I want to thank the commissioners and Stephanie Bowers for making this for this honor and your continued commitment to making Iowa City a place where human rights are lived as values and not just as aspirations. I also want to thank my advisor, Dr. Rima Afifi, for teaching me to connect scholarship with passion and compassion, and for showing me how research can be not only an act of advocacy, but an act for social justice. I also want to thank my parents who are here today at my table. I want to thank you for grounding me in empathy, in hard work, and in courage. Your example has guided me every step of my journey. This award is both an honor and a reminder to keep bridging research with advocacy and action, and to keep standing up for the right of every person to live with safety, dignity, and hope. Thank you.
Next, we have the Rick Graff Award. Rick Graff was a nationally known activist for LGBTQ plus rights. In 1970, he was a co-founder of the University of Iowa Gay Liberation Front, the first university-affiliated gay group in the country, which lives on today as the Queer Liberation Front. He served on the Ryan White Care Consortia and the Johnson County AIDS Coalition Board. Rick also co-founded iCare, the Iowa Center for AIDS Resources Education, and RFD, a magazine for rural gay men. He was serving his first term on the Iowa City Human Rights Commission when his life was cut short by complications from AIDS in July 1995. This award recognizes long-term commitment to a specific cause or for the benefit of a specific group of persons. Dr. Catherine Mborek has demonstrated a profound and sustained commitment to human rights through her work in healthcare equity. In response to the urgent need for safe, inclusive healthcare for queer and transgender individuals, many of whom had experienced discrimination or denial of care elsewhere, she co-founded the UIHC LGBTQ Plus Clinic, a groundbreaking initiative that has provided affirming, trauma-informed care to thousands of patients across Iowa and neighboring states. I'm proud to say that I am one of those patients, so thank you. She currently serves as clinical professor and vice chair of clinical operations in the Department of Family and Community Medicine. Over the past 13 years, Dr. Mborek has developed protocols for gender-affirming hormone therapy, advocated for including gender identity and pronouns in electronic health records, and helped UI Healthcare earn repeated recognition as a leader in LGBTQ plus healthcare equality. Dr. Mborek's research has influenced national standards and contributed to the growing body of evidence supporting inclusive healthcare practices. Her clinic is a regional model for inclusive care, and her leadership has helped shape institutional policies that prioritize dignity, access, and equality. She has collaborated with local and national organizations to expand outreach and access, and trained and mentored hundreds of health professionals in inclusive care practices. Thank you for your dedication, Dr. Mborek, and the Human Rights Commission is proud to present you with the Rick Graff Award.
Good morning. I'm deeply honored to receive the Rick Graff Award from the Iowa City Human Rights Commission. My heartfelt thanks to Molly Cusera for the nomination, to the commission for this recognition, and congratulations to my fellow award recipients. Your work not only inspires me, but it reminds me why I continue to call Iowa City home. As the director of the University of Iowa LGBTQ Plus Clinic, I have the privilege of working alongside a team committed to affirming inclusive and life-saving care. As the clinic moves into its 13th year of existence, I'm humbled by the exponential growth we have seen. From a one-evening-a-week clinic with just two primary care physicians, myself and my co-founder, Dr. Nicole Nisley, to an expansive team of over 25 providers from multiple specialties, providing expert care for patients not only from Iowa, but across the entire Midwest. Every day I witness the strength, resilience, and the brilliance of queer folks, and I'm reminded why this work matters. In times like these, with seemingly relentless attacks on human rights and ongoing threats to our democracy, it's easy to feel a hopelessness that is underpinned by powerlessness. But I am grateful, really grateful, that each and every day, as part of my chosen profession, I have the privilege of being part of the resistance, to stand up and to show up and to hopefully make a difference in people's lives. Thank you again for this recognition and this opportunity to be in community with you all.
The International Award was established in 1998 to recognize the 50th anniversary of the signing of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Drafted in 1948 in the aftermath of World War II, it is the first common standard of bedrock rights all humans are entitled to. Article 1 states, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in the spirit of brotherhood. The International Award acknowledges significant contributions to human rights in the global community. Anne Houlihan exemplifies treating people equally in dignity and acting toward others in the spirit of brotherhood. A retired nurse, she is engaged in decades of volunteer work with the Iowa City Catholic worker community, supporting immigrants and asylum seekers as they navigate one of the most complex and unforgiving immigration systems in the world. Anne has personally driven over 55,000 miles to ensure that immigrants are able to attend immigration court in Omaha, get passports at consulates in Chicago, complete fingerprinting appointments in Des Moines, check in with ICE in Cedar Rapids, and meet countless other obligations tied to their asylum cases. These appointments are not optional. They are legally required steps that determine whether an individual faces deportation or is allowed to remain here. Without Anne, many would be unable to comply simply due to lack of transportation. She begins many days at 3:30 a.m., driving up to 4 hours one way, waiting all day in government buildings, advocating when needed, and ensuring that the people she supports feel seen, valued, and cared for. Anne walks beside people in moments of intense stress, often serving as their only support. She has done this work without pay, recognition, or institutional support. Her leadership lies in her consistency, courage, and care, which have made an immeasurable difference in the lives of hundreds of immigrants. Anne, your efforts are amazing and inspiring, and it's our honor to present you today with the International Award.
Thank you, Emily, for the nomination for me. I am honored. I have worked since I retired tirelessly with the immigration community, as well as the Catholic worker community, where we feed people that are hungry, homeless, or just lonely. It is such an honor, and I cannot believe that I was nominated. And, you know, it's easier to say, sure, I can do that, than thank you for this honor to be appreciated. And don't have anything else. Thank you very much.
The Community Award was established in 1984 to recognize outstanding contributions by a business or organization to human rights. In 2013, the award was renamed to honor Bill Reagan in recognition of Bill's exemplary years of service to people with disabilities as executive director of the ARC of Southeast Iowa from 2005 to 2013. Since its founding in 1990, the Housing Fellowship has advanced the fundamental right to safe, stable, and affordable housing. It has served more than 13,000 people, ensuring that individuals and families with limited incomes have access to high-quality, below-market-rate housing. Safe, well-maintained housing is essential to health, stability, and success. As the only nonprofit housing management organization in Johnson County providing below-market rentals, the Housing Fellowship has consistently demonstrated a commitment to dignity, equality, and stability for lower-income families. It has built partnerships with local governments, community organizations, and national funders to expand housing opportunities in thoughtful and impactful ways. Beyond providing housing, Housing Fellowship staff and board members approach their work with empathy, compassion, and responsibility, supporting individuals on their housing journeys and advocating for policies that strengthen affordable rental housing. The Housing Fellowship has also contributed to first-time homebuyer programs, expanding pathways to long-term stability for all members of the community. These achievements reflect a holistic vision of housing as a human right. Even after more than three decades of service, the organization continues to innovate and adapt, carrying forward its mission with dedication and humility. The Housing Spirit embodies the spirit of the Iowa City Human Rights Awards by ensuring that every person, regardless of income, has the dignity, stability, and opportunity that come with having a safe and welcoming home. It is truly a vital resource for our region. Here to accept the Community Award is Executive Director Simon Andrew.
Sounds like Talia maybe wrote some of those words. Thank you so much to the commission. This is truly an honor, and thank you all for being here. It's truly humbling. I often say that the fellowship would not exist without the city of Iowa City and the support that we receive from our community. I wouldn't want my job in any other city in the state, and in fact, my job doesn't exactly exist in any other city in the state, and for that, I'm truly grateful. I am happy that the three people most responsible for the success of the Housing Fellowship are joining us this morning. And what they build is truly amazing. The Housing Fellowship owns and manages over 200 affordable homes, housing around 600 members of our community. Most of these households are families with children in the home. The fellowship is largely in the business of housing children. We watch these kids grow up. The best part of my day is getting to throw open a door to a new family joining us and saying, welcome home. But we get to watch these families thrive for years and years. It's a testament to the work of Marianne, Deshondra, and Charlie. How many families I get to meet from decades ago that lived with the Housing Fellowship that thank me for all the work that those three individuals did. We were born at Pagliai's Pizza in a meeting of the Consultation of Religious Communities in 1989. Charlie Eastham was instrumental in getting us off the ground and developing the fellowship to become the success that it is. Marianne Dennis, our only executive director before me, served the organization and built it to what it is today over 30 years, and is responsible personally for changing thousands of lives. And Tashandra Marshall, our current COO, is the best around at what she does. No one knows the business as well as her, and you won't find anybody who approaches their work with as much compassion and professionalism as Deshondra. It is truly a blessing to get to work with her every day. Thank you. So thank you again to the commission and to Stephanie. I also had the pleasure of working with Stephanie Bowers for a number of years. I know you all understand exactly how much thanks she deserves for all of the work of the Human Rights Division at the city. So thank you again for all the supporters in the community and for those three individuals in particular. Thank you.
Our next award was established in 1984 in an effort to recognize outstanding contributions to human rights by an individual in a service organization. In 2011, it was renamed the Linda Severson Award in recognition of Linda's exemplary lifelong service to the community. Linda was the Human Services Coordinator for the Metropolitan Planning Organization with the City of Iowa City. She served on numerous boards and committees, including the ARC and the Coalition Against Domestic Violence. A tireless advocate for people in need, Linda spent countless hours of personal time organizing clothing drives, food drives, and other community events. Christy Shipley has dedicated her career to advancing the human right to safe, stable, and affordable housing through her work with the Iowa Valley Habitat for Humanity. Since becoming construction manager in 2005, Christy has overseen the building of close to 100 homes, the remodeling of 8, and the construction of 28 handicapped accessible ramps, the completion of dozens of energy audits to improve living conditions for local families. She has been central to turning the dream of homeownership into reality for more than 150 families. Christy is known not only for her construction expertise, but also for her leadership in empowering others to serve. She has spearheaded Iowa Valley Habitat's annual Women Build Project, mentoring and teaching women while breaking down barriers in a traditionally male-dominated field. In 2023, when Iowa Valley Habitat lost its construction and storage building in a devastating tornado, Christy's perseverance and dedication helped carry the program through its most challenging period. Christy's background, learning the trades from her father, running her own remodeling business, and relocating to Iowa as a single mother, has given her a unique perspective on the importance of housing stability and opportunity. Christy Shipley has not only built houses, she has built hope, dignity, and human rights into the very foundation of our community. Please welcome this year's Linda Severson Award recipient, Christy Shipley.
Also not tall. The short girls rule the world. Jessica, thank you for nominating me for, I mean, this is big. That somebody of your caliber would think that of us and put me here today amongst all the honorees walk with giants. I hope my little feet can keep up. To be honored in human rights is humbling, to say the least, and thank the committee and commission for believing, Jessica. for all the years that I've been with Habitat, they have shown me more than I have shown them. Every family that we garner, every child that runs down the halls of the new home and or jumps on the bed in their own room is a future citizen here and across the counties that we built in. It's a future. Another person going to college instead of wondering what they'll do, studying in a safe, decent, affordable house instead of worrying about how cold they'll be tonight. We don't do that at Habitat without our communities. We don't do that without our leadership. And today I can't take this without saying Habitat is me, and I am only because of Habitat. I have our executive director, Scott Haas, to thank for keeping an old gal around, but also leading us into a better future of more homes, more options, and reaching deeper into the community than this affiliate ever has with our programs. Tammy Bonnet, who is our resources director, I could not build one house without her going out and saying, please donate, bringing that together and getting our communities together. And Iowa City, God bless you for all the help over the years, for all the money and the influx that we've had. I also want to do a quick nod at my wife of 24 years, pushing 25, who accepts me and taught me that the love we have is to play across the community, to reach out to everyone we agree with and those we don't, and to form a single force for better housing, safer communities, and for God's sake, just getting along. So we thank you for your support. I am humbled by and far more than you can imagine. Thank you.
Isabel Turner, for whom our next award is named, was a long activist for human rights and environment in Iowa City. As a member of the Citizens Advisory Committee of the Johnson County Regional Planning Commission, which is now the Metropolitan Planning Organization of Johnson County, try saying that five times fast, she helped develop the countywide transportation plan. Mrs. Turner also served on the Iowa City Human Rights Commission. Until her death in 1985, Isabel Turner worked for the rights of individuals to get fair treatment. Her volunteer service to the community, which covered many areas for many years, is her continuing legacy. Dr. Cecilia Norris is a modern-day Isabel Turner. dedicating both professional and personal time to health equity. Serving as medical director of the Free Medical and Dental Clinic for almost 2 decades, Dr. Norris provides care to those who are un- and underinsured. She has implemented many programs to expand the clinic's offerings, including bilingual women's health and contraception classes and a prenatal health program. Under her leadership, the clinic earned a TB champion designation from the CDC for initiating latent tuberculosis infection screening and treatment. Dr. Norris helped navigate the loss of critical donated services when Mercy Hospital closed and managed to keep doors open during COVID with limited staff and budget. She was instrumental in developing a roadmap to health equity to improve care for patients of free clinics across the country. Dr. Norris goes far beyond her role at the clinic, dedicating herself to many additional efforts from the Let Us Feed Others Garden Network, which donates all produce grown to Habitat for Humanity and Voices of Resilience. She gives presentations to recent immigrants on how the U.S. healthcare system functions, repeatedly hosts pop-up clinics in Guatemala, gives gun safety talks, and acts as a persistent de facto lobbyist for healthcare issues with all her legislators on speed dial. She presents at conferences and to medical students, speaks to churches and community groups, and advocates tirelessly. Dr. Norris is a one-woman crusade for better healthcare, and I can't think of a better recipient of this year's Isabel Turner Award. Dr. Cecilia Norris.
As so many have said before me, I am truly honored and humbled to receive this award and be part of this Iowa City community. I want to thank Kristen Watson for nominating me and the commission for showing that they stand with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that access to equitable health care is a basic human right. As he said, of all the forms of inequality, injustice in health is the most shocking and inhumane. I have been privileged to be in a job where I can use my talents and my knowledge and persistence to be able to improve the lives of those around me. But I can't do it alone. I'm looking around this room and I see so many other people in the community who I know have contributed to help our community be healthier, stronger, and more unified. I asked 3 people to join me today as representations of what that means to me. First of all, my husband, Andy. Obviously, without my husband, without my family, I couldn't do what I have done. Those who came before me and dragged me to Vietnam protests on their backs when I was an infant, to those who have now had to continue to join me at protests in this and other states. I'm incredibly fortunate to have a family who loves me and unconditionally supports me. The journey is full of lots of adventures, both planned and spontaneous, but knowing that no matter what, there are people who encourage me and enlighten me and make me a better person has made it all worthwhile. Then is Stacy Wilkerson. Stacy is the director of clinical operations at the Iowa City Free Medical and Dental Clinic. And I'm standing up here getting this award for the work that's done by the Free Medical Clinic. But I could not have done it without Stacy for the last 10 years. She truly is the backbone who has held this clinic together through those difficult times that we talked about. She's the calming influence who always comes back and says, let's look at the perspective. Why are we here? What can we do? She is a representative of the staff, the volunteers, and the donors of the community who, again, have recognized the importance of access to healthcare being a basic human right. And finally, Patty Benson represents the whole Iowa City-Johnson County community for me. Patty was the first person that I met when we moved to town. And that just shows you we've had a friendship for over 20 years now. And she has opened my eyes and my heart to different volunteer opportunities throughout the community. She represents my many friends and colleagues who have encouraged me through different difficult times, celebrated me with me through the happy times, and unwaveringly stood beside me for all the times in between. There are so many opportunities to get involved in this city, in this community. And I am just so privileged to be in a room with so many people who see that and who have donated and dedicated their time and talents to be able to make our community the wonderful place that it is. I'm thankful for this celebration because I think it endorses the belief that every single individual has innate worth, and that as a community, we are stronger when we cooperate instead of compete. I hope to encourage all of you to continue the work you are doing, for as Eleanor Roosevelt so eloquently stated, what we do here at home is so important. She says, "Where, after all, do universal human rights begin? In small places, close to home. So close and so small that they cannot be seen on any maps of the world. Unless these rights have meaning here, they have little meaning anywhere. Without concerned citizen action to uphold them close to home, we shall look in vain for progress in the larger world." Thank you.
Heather Shank was many things in her life, including a nurse and a lawyer, but the reason our Lifetime Achievement Award is named after her is that she spent the last decade plus of her career as human rights coordinator for Iowa City. As coordinator, Heather implemented policies to prevent discrimination in areas of sexual orientation and gender identity, and also focused on bringing attention to bullying as a discriminatory practice. Because of this, Iowa City became a model for other communities, both inside and outside our state. Heather retired from her position due to illness and passed away in August of 2015. She was the fourth recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award, which was then renamed in her honor in October of 2015. Heather's passion was to give voice to the powerless and to fight human rights abuses. Today, Dr. Michael Flaum becomes the seventh recipient. Dr. Flaum is a professor emeritus of psychiatry at the University of Iowa, who has spent decades bridging the gaps that exist between the many entities serving people with chronic mental illness. He is an expert in collaborative action, encouraging communication and coordination between emergency rooms, jails and prisons, community providers, governmental entities, housing providers, and medical professionals. This work began informally, but led to the monthly Systems of Care meeting that focuses on identifying gaps in care while exploring opportunities for improved collective impact and system change. Dr. Flaum was instrumental in starting and developing the GuideLink Center, whose mission is to provide immediate care for adults facing emotional, mental health, or substance use challenges. It offers 24/7 services, including rapid assessment, triage, stabilization, and follow-up resources. Staff work with individuals and their families to provide support as they transition to ongoing follow-up resources. Dr. Flaum was also a long-term volunteer with Shelter House, where he was essential to developing and establishing the first Fairweather Lodge home in the state of Iowa. The Fairweather Lodge is a recovery-focused, peer-driven permanent supportive housing program for adults experiencing homelessness who are diagnosed with a serious, persistent mental illness. Dr. Flaum provided countless hours of psychiatric care for the program participants and tenants as the program grew to 4 lodge homes. Because of his leadership, care, and expertise, People who had previously been caught in a cycle of homelessness, hospital stays, incarceration, and unsuccessful housing placements are today stably housed, some for well over a decade. In addition to his professional duties and advocacy for community-based therapies, Dr. Flaum is well known for being available to any and all individuals experiencing mental health issues. He gives his time generously to anyone in need. Unfortunately, Dr. Flaum is out of town and unable to attend. Here to accept the award on Dr. Flaum's behalf is Dave Lesh.
Hi, everyone. It's an honor to be here and to read a letter from Michael Flaum. Thank you very much for this unexpected award. I'm sorry not to be with you this morning, and please know that does not at all reflect how honored I am to receive it. I say unexpected, as I've never thought of myself as a human rights activist, but I do care deeply about the importance of human dignity for all. The population I have worked with throughout my career are individuals with serious mental illnesses, often with a host of associated problems, rendering them among the most disenfranchised members of our community. The opportunity for me to do so, or at least try to do so, and in many cases to actually partner with them in their journeys, has been a tremendous and ongoing privilege. My work has also allowed me to partner with others in the community who serve many of these same individuals in different settings in developing what we have come to call a system of care. My wife pointed out what a lovely term that is, system of care, a group of people who recognize the privilege and come to work every day despite all the challenges involved, often driven by that same commitment to human dignity. I am fortunate and grateful to live and work in this community with so many people who share these values and passions. I hope the fact that this is a Lifetime Achievement Award is not a subtle suggestion that it is time for me to walk away. There is so much more for us to do, especially now. Once again, my heartfelt thanks to the Commission, to those who nominated me, and congratulations to all the other recipients of this year's award.
I want to thank Commissioner Dr. Liz for helping assist with the awards. And now invite Johnson County Supervisor Rod Sullivan to give remarks on Dr. Flaum's behalf.
I really wish Dr. Flaum could be here today because he certainly is very deserving of this award. About 20 years ago, Dr. Flaum got a group of maybe 5 or 6 people together and said, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way to do some of this stuff. And he was right. And that meeting evolved into what's called System of Care. We had a System of Care meeting just a couple days ago. And I think between Zoom and in the room, there were almost 100 people there from all over the state, actually, trying to learn how do you folks do it there in Johnson County? And the real simple answer is we're just all talking to each other. And the person who made that simple thing happen was Dr. Flaum. And so there are literally thousands of people over decades and decades whose lives have been just a little bit better because of Dr. Flaum. And I think that's an incredible testament to his work. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. Before I invite Commissioner Kudura up for our closing remarks, just want to say how inspiring this morning always is. And especially now, as we look at, you know, what is happening and their human rights under attack from so many areas, not just at the federal and state level, but even locally, we look at the homeless community. And I think through a lot of our recipients today, we see a lot of communities who are getting a lot of support that they need here in Iowa City. LGBTQ individuals, homeless individuals, unhoused, and immigrants. I encourage you all, you know, all of us here today recognize the importance of human rights and of standing up for the less fortunate and marginalized in our community. I encourage you to go out, talk to your friends and neighbors, get them involved as well. It's going to take all of us to hold the line and defend the human rights of those in our community. Now I ask Commissioner Vianna Kadur to come up and deliver our closing remarks this morning.
Hello, everyone. Although we do not plan themes in advance, one naturally emerged this year. We are honoring several doctors who go far beyond the principle of doing no harm, making an extraordinary positive impact in the lives of those they serve. We are also celebrating passionate affordable housing advocates whose tireless work helps ensure one of life's most basic needs, safe and stable shelters. And shining brightly among them is Anne, who exemplifies the one quality that unites all our honorees today, an unwavering commitment to helping others and making the world a better place. Can we give this amazing individual another round of applause, please? Yes, thank you. Thank you. On behalf of the Commission, we would like to extend our appreciation to the staff of the Hilton Garden Inn, to the city staff, including City Channel 4, for recording today's program, and to Stephanie Bowers, whose unwavering commitment continues to be the cornerstone of our work here in the Commission. Thank you, Stephanie. Yes. And to Dan Rowling of photography for beautifully capturing this remarkable morning. A round of applause for them too, thank you. Finally, we want to express heartfelt appreciation to each of you for joining us today to honor this inspiring group and for all that you do in your own ways to advance the cause of human rights. Just a quick reminder, honorees and commission members, please stick around for some photography and some individual photos too. Thank you so much for everyone who's here today. Thank you.